So I want to just talk to you quickly. We're on a Drench series, so we got Drench up there someplace. It's coming to me. There it is, Drench. What is the Drench series? What's it about? It's about what? Book of Acts. Who said that? Thank you very much. Thank you, Mark. God bless you. Who else knew it was the book of Acts? Who's here for the first time? Awesome. God bless you. Yeah, we're talking about the book of Acts. So I want to talk today about sacraments. So we're not really just dealing with a specific text in the book of Acts, but I want to talk to you about sacraments. Say sacraments. So we as a church, part of our values and our beliefs and what we hold as dear, true biblical principles, we have sacraments. Now in our house and in our values and belief system, we have two sacraments. Say two. I won't say a few, I'll say two. There's two sacraments, and they are the baptism in water and the Lord's Supper. So we have those two sacraments that we practice and function as a body of believers and as a church. So what is a sacrament? A sacrament is from the Latin word, which means oath of allegiance, a rite believed to be a means of or a visible form of grace. A rite believed to be the means or a visible form of grace, an oath of allegiance. It is a deposit by two parties. Two parties make a deposit seeking to secure justice. Now, the interesting thing about our covenant is on our side, it's really just to believe. When two people made a covenant, it is God made a covenant with God. The persons of the Godhead, Jesus came and he became just like us. Because we got dumbed down into a sense world. See, we don't walk by senses, we walk by faith. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. But because we got intoxicated in a sense realm, we got so stuck in this fleshly world, and the reality that we see became everything. It shaped our beliefs, our values, everything. And God had to change that. And because God had to change the way we believed life happened, and we're still, a lot of us still stuck in what we see. What we see determines what we believe. And because that was broken, it was so messed up, God had to become a man. Jesus became a man so that you could see God. Jesus became a man so he could change the reality that your sight was broken. You had entered into a realm of the knowledge of good and evil, and you saw stuff, and you determined life based on what you saw was your experience. What you saw was your life. What you saw determined the end of things for you. But you see, God became a man because he wanted to change that. He wanted to restore you to a place where you lived out of faith. You lived out a living, abiding relationship with God. You didn't live from the outside in, you lived from the inside out. So the dead person on the inside had to be made alive by God. So God cut a covenant with God. Jesus came and he was a man identified with us so that we could really see. Jesus came so we could see what God's really like. Jesus came to invite us back into a relationship where we're alive on the inside to have a living, abiding relationship with God. And we're no longer bound by what we see in the world and what we see by our senses, but we now live out of an inner experience. And there's a river of life flowing out of me. I'm connected to the heavenly realm. And what I see happening with everybody else isn't my world. It's not my life. I've been lifted into a new realm of the light of the kingdom of God. And I'm not subject to the brokenness of the kingdom of darkness. Golly gee, it's all true. It's all true. But you see, God made a covenant with God and he covered both sides of the deal. So God deposited grace. God deposited grace. God the Father, God the Son cut a deal and they said, you're in. And our part is just to believe. Our part is only believe. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? And when you believe that, you then have to operate out of being reconnected and having that spiritual life. So baptism is one of those sacraments. Baptism. Baptism. Baptism is not a ritual to be performed. It's a dynamic that must be a present day and continuous reality. So I got baptized a long time ago, but I today am living out of the reality that I went into the tank. I went into the waters. I went into the waters and I went down and I came up. And I identify completely with, you see, Jesus came, Jesus died, Jesus was raised, Jesus ascended, Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father. In the world, you're dead, doomed, and dominated, but in Christ, you've been made alive, you've been raised up, and you've been seated with him in heavenly places. So I identified in that tank, I identified that he died, I died, he was raised, I was raised, he ascended, I ascended, he was seated, I am seated, and I don't have my own little throne beside his, not like a little cute Carl throne. Look at your throne, look at my throne, my throne's great. No, I am seated with him. I am seated in that throne. I am enthroned with Christ, victorious over every aspect of this life. And so I am a baptized believer. I am someone who died. I am someone who was raised. I am someone who ascended. I am someone who's seated right now at the right hand of the Father. I'm living in that existence. And it's not a dualism. It's a polarity. It's not dualistic like I'm in two places. It's a union of that reality that Christ in me is the hope of glory in every single way. Now that was a lot of stuff. Oh gosh, that was a lot of stuff. And it's all true. And oh, that the church would so embrace that reality. Our union with him is amazing. What we do here is we are manifesting that I am in common union with Christ. I am united with Christ. I am one spirit with Christ. When you see Christ and you see me, you don't see a difference. I am absolutely one with him in every form and in every way. And I'm announcing today that I gave my life to Christ. I announce today that I'm one with him. I'm raised up with him. And I'm exalted over every single situation in life. And because of that confession, every single claim that darkness has on you, every claim that this world may have, sickness, disease, brokenness, addiction, fear, whatever, it's broken off your life. And it's not something that you get wet. You get identified with Christ and you are delivered completely from everything formed in this world to limit you or hinder you or break you down. You are risen with Christ. You're alive. You're raised up and you're full of life. And that's not an event where you get wet. It's a dynamic that is sealed forever, that you're a child of God, reigning and ruling in life through Christ Jesus. Pause and take a breath. Matthew 28:19-20. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. Baptizing them. Baptism is a big deal. Baptism isn't optional. Jesus said, be baptized, every one of you. This is something we do. And I want, and we've had some time with the folks. We want them to live in the revelation of who they are. Because there's times the enemy try to come back on your life. You don't only just say you're a child of God, but I'm a baptized child of God. I am a union child of God. I absolutely, totally identified with Christ. You have no claim in this life. I have an inheritance and it's not from you. It's from God Almighty. And I am powerful and I am mighty in every situation in life. So to baptize. The word baptize means to immerse, to submerge, to bathe, to overwhelm, to pickle. Hallelujah. Going to pickle some people today. I love pickles. I love pickles. To produce a permanent change, an absolute permanent change. And it's not just getting wet. It's an identification and a union with Christ that results in that genuine change. Colossians 2 verse 10 and 12 says, so you also are complete, which means perfect, lacking nothing, absolutely perfect. Any perfect people here today? Praise. What are the rest of you? Any perfect people here today? It's not my idea. It's God's idea. Just wonder if I got a communion cup anywhere. Do I? Pastor. I'm stealing yours?
Yeah.
We'll make sure you get one. Amen. Because we're going to do communion together too, because that's what we do. So you also are complete through your union with Christ. Say union. There's no separation between you and Jesus, and nothing can separate you from you and Jesus. You didn't put yourself in, and you can't take yourself out. You were born as an act of God himself. You were born from above. It wasn't something you said or did. It wasn't some transaction. It was an absolute from life to death. You've been made from death to life. You've been made alive once and for all. And you've been in Christed, and there's nothing you can do about it. Here's the real truth about it. The truth is, you being followed from God was a delusion. It was a fleshly delusion. Because you were in him before the foundation of the world. You were alive before you were dead. That's the truth. And this whole death experience was a lie and a delusion of the enemy, which is restored now to you, and you walk in your true identity, identified and reconciled with God your Father. So you are complete through your union with Christ. You are perfect, who is the head over every ruler and authority. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and in this way he disarmed all spiritual rulers and authorities. Though there's nothing in this world that has a claim on you, nothing. He is the Lord who forgives all my sins, heals all my diseases, redeems me from the pit of corruption, crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. I am the head and not the tail. You need to just get over it and accept it. In fact, the only way to get it is to receive it. You can't earn it. You can't do anything to make it better. It's way better than you could ever conjure up. It's yours simply by saying, I accept it. I receive it. I accept the revelation of it. Let everything that's not aligned in my mind be cursed in Jesus' name. I am a child of God, mighty, powerful, glorious. I am one with Christ forever. Man, it's so good. So that moves us to the next sacrament, which is communion, the Lord's Supper. We do this in remembrance of you. Why do we need to do it? We need to do it regularly to reannounce, to reaffirm, to get through our heads and through our thick skulls. I am a child of God. Communion. Say communion. Say common. Union. Communion. I am one with Christ. I am one with you. Jesus came and he expressed and he disclosed the fullness of the Father, and he has given us access into everything that he is. He has brought us into the family of God, and we are one with him forever. Hallelujah. 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 The common union, Luke 22, 19 and 20. And he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it to them saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he took the cup after supper saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. So there was the bread and the cup, and the bread represented his body and the cup represented his blood. Now all the sin of mankind, all the brokenness of mankind, every disease, every bit of brokenness was put on Jesus, past, present, and future. Whatever you're struggling with right now was put on Jesus at the cross. So you can let it go. Turn to your neighbor, say, let it go. Turn to your other neighbor, say, let it go. Just let it go, because he took it all, and he took it all in his body. And here's the beautiful thing. His blood, it says in I think it's Acts 20:20. I could be right. Somewhere in there. It's Acts 20. He said, we've been redeemed by the blood of God. The blood of God. So you see, when all of sin was put on that body, all of sickness, all disease, every disappointment, every hurt, anything that's not as it is in heaven was placed in Jesus' body, then the blood of God, not the blood of a human, not the blood of man, not a blood of goats and bulls, but the blood of God from his head all the way to his toes spilled over every aspect of his body. His body became one opened up bloody mess. But you see, because the perfect blood of God covered that whole body, the blood of God covered all of sin. And then Jesus was able to say, I dismiss my spirit. I am able now as a man to bring union between man and heaven, because I have atoned once and for all brokenness. And I've given my life that everyone might have life. The perfect blood of God dealt with every single sin and every single failure. And all we've got to say is, thank you. And see, that's what communion is. It's Eucharist. Eucharist means thanks. Thanks. Thanks for healing me. Thanks for delivering me. Thanks for saving me. Amen. Covenant, a solemn agreement between two parties for the purpose of creating and maintaining a successful relationship. So you don't take communion, we receive communion. So today I just want you to receive communion. It really, we're actively being passive. We're actively accepting. We are intentionally saying, I receive your word, your fullness, your promise, your grace. I receive absolute total deliverance. I receive this revelation of sonship in Jesus' name. In Jesus. Wow. Yeah, you step in there just a little bit, it'll give you a brain cramp. It's common union, the common union. So the Lord's table, remember me. It's not a call to commiserate his suffering for our sin. It's a call to commemorate his triumph. I'm not sad. Even at Easter, remember the first one, Friday? Friday is called Sad Mopey Friday. It's called Good Friday. And it's Good Friday because your God gave himself for you. It's Good Friday because God set you free. It's Good Friday. Amen? See, McDonald's doesn't have the Happy Meal. We have the Happy Meal. And I don't know about you, but it makes me very, very happy that I right now can say, in his body, every disappointment, everything, by stripes, I am healed. By stripes, I am healed. I can say that boldly. So it is finished. Jesus said, it's done. It's finished. It's finished. Everything necessary for the full redemption of the whole world has been accomplished in Christ. And Eucharist means gratitude, thanks, or grace. One more verse, Hebrews 2:14. As much then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same. Why? He shared in our realm. He shared in our sense realm. He shared in our broken existence so that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. The devil is destroyed. The devil is defeated. The devil has no claim on your life. This world, this darkness has no claim in your life. You've been moved into the kingdom of light. You've been moved there once and for all, and he has no place, no claim, no legacy in your life forever. He has separated you from death and separated you from the devil, and that there is a really quick teaching on the sacraments. Now, I got the cup, but I dropped the biscuit. I don't know what happened to my biscuit. Now, we have gluten-free biscuits for those who have gluten issues. We really do. If you didn't get them, we had them out front, gluten-free biscuits. How many are glad for the gluten-free biscuits? How many want to bring your own bread? Because this thing is a bit weird. I'm saying, is that an option? Because I would bring my own bread and some purple Gatorade. Amen. But these are the emblems we have. They're just emblems. That's all they are. They're just types. But this is a type of the body of Christ. And it's a type of my identification with the body of Christ. All right? I'm going to receive communion right now. I'm going to receive, and I'm going to reinvest in that revelation that I am a child of God, totally set free to prosper, to walk in health, to walk in strength, to walk in revelation, to be the head and not the tail. I am remembering today, I am revisiting today that Jesus Christ has totally set me free. Amen. So when we take this, we know that his body took all sickness, all disease, all breach, all separation. His body took all of that so I could be absolutely reconciled to God. So by his stripes we are healed. So we thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you that we've been reconciled with him, but also with one another. And we thank God for it in Jesus' name, the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God for enough saliva to swallow. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? Isn't he good? Healing is yours right now. Confess, I'm healed. I am healed. I am healed. Sickness has no right in my body. I am healed in every way. Blood pressure, gone. Cholesterol is right. Everything is established right now in Jesus' name. Everything in my body aligns. Arthritis goes. It goes in Jesus' name. You got a broken foot. You got something broken. You got a broken heart. He heals the brokenhearted. He heals the brokenhearted. He heals the brokenhearted. You got broken relationships. There are things that are painful in your life. He heals the brokenhearted. He's a good God. Amen. The blood. Thank you that there is power in the blood. The blood has separated me, empowered me. Speak the blood. Make much of the blood. My mom told me that. She said, Carl, make much of the blood, and the blood will make much of you. Wow. She was a bloody mom. When we were kids, then they'd be casting out demons in the church. Amen. Who wants to cast some demons out today? Amen. Boy. Whenever the demons would manifest, my mom would come running back to where the kids were, and she'd say, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. And then she'd go away. That was terrifying as a kid because I didn't know what that meant. I was like, what's that all about? But I got a bit of revelation now, and I understand there's power in the blood. It's power in the blood. It's power in the precious blood of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. You didn't just deliver us. You empowered us and enabled us. And so, Father, we thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of this beautiful covenant that makes me new and aligns me with all that I am in you. And I thank you for common union with Christ Jesus of my Lord. In your precious name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So, hallelujah. Well, we thank you, Father. Amen.